ABC Radio Australia.
There's no shortage of dire predictions about the impact that climate change will have in years to come, but a report called Born into the Climate Crisis is laying it out in pretty stark terms. It forecasts that today's one-year-olds will live through as many as 24 times more extreme weather events than their grandparents may have done. As Catherine Grau reports, the authors, as well as children living on the front line in regions like the Pacific, say the predictions should be another catalyst for greater action against global warming.
Like thousands of other kids in Vanuatu, Fiji, Tonga, Anise has lived through some of the strongest cyclones ever recorded before she'd even turned 18. She's from Pentecost Island in the north of Vanuatu, a country that already is considered to be the world's most at risk for natural disasters.
Coastal erosion, landslide and flooding induced by frequent tropical cyclones destroyed our homes, gardens, water catchments, hospitals and schools.
But it's also expected to bear the brunt of other impacts of climate change.
Though Vanuatu contributes to 0.0001% of the global emissions, we are the most vulnerable country. As a young girl, I realized that my great-grandparents have lived in a safe and healthy environment 80 years ago. Compared to my living nowadays, I am trying to cope with all these environmental changes, made me question the future of my children and my grandchildren.
Many other young people share her fears. Corinne is 17 years old and lives in Solomon Islands, Malaita province. Her family home was hit hard by flooding in 2016.
I was so scared because it almost flooded my home. I told my mother how serious the situation was. They need to move further inland because we live close to the river.
And in Australia, 14-year-old Ella is so worried that she's one of the organisers for the Kids Climate Change Campaign, School Strike for Climate.
I'm definitely really worried about climate change because in the future, these events are only going to worsen. And this isn't some far off, like, issue that's going to happen, but it's happening right now. And with our government continue to ignoring what's going on, these will only increase and it's going to happen faster than we know.
And that is what research is predicting.
It shows unequivocally that climate change is exposing children to disasters at a scale that their grandparents would never have imagined.
Erin Ryan is the author of the report. She's also the Pacific Policy and Advocacy Advisor for the NGO Save the Children. She worked with climate researchers in Belgium to create models looking at the pledges made by countries around the world under the Paris Climate Agreement. They found that a child born in the year 2020 in Papua New Guinea, for example, is 10 times more likely to experience heat waves than someone who was born 60 years ago. They also looked at the chances of crop failure, droughts, river floods, and bushfires, which is already a huge threat here in Australia.
In Australia, children are projected to face 1.3 times as many bushfires as a person born in 1960. To our north, things look even starker. Newborns in Papua New Guinea are set to face double the exposure to wildfires. In Papua New Guinea, we're looking at an increase of over 10 times the exposure to heat waves. That's really significant, and that does kind of compound some of the other things that they're seeing. So those risks of wildfires and those risks of droughts and crop failures, they're all interrelated.
Erin Ryan says those kinds of predictions are extremely worrying because of the implications they'll have on things like kids' access to schooling and also food availability.
It's going to kind of take away a lot of those staple crops that are really nutritionally valuable and leave people reliant on nutrient-poor food aid. When you have children that are disproportionately in the world affected by stunting, wasting and other forms of malnutrition, the climate crisis is just adding something that systems are just not equipped to deal with.
In New Caledonia, they found that children are projected to face nearly 10 times the risk of floods in their lifetime. In French Polynesia, it's predicted kids will experience 18 times as many droughts as someone born 60 years ago. But the report didn't look at the two biggest threats to the Pacific from climate change, cyclones and sea level rise. Erin Ryan says they weren't included because they didn't fit the report's terms of reference, which was looking at what climate-related disasters are set to increase.
As you may be aware, and as the IPCC research bears out, cyclones as a result of climate change aren't actually projected to increase in frequency, but they'll increase in severity and intensity, which is exactly what we've seen in recent years. in Vanuatu, in Fiji and in Tonga.
She says that even without those two key threats included in the modelling, the picture it paints for future generations around the globe, including in the Pacific, is bleak.
All of this data goes to show that we are in crisis. This is a climate crisis and this is an intergenerational child rights crisis.
But she says they also found that it doesn't have to be all bad news. Their modelling shows the situation would change dramatically if warming is limited to 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels.
Globally, if we did this, we would see a 10% reduction in exposure to bushfires, a 28% reduction in exposure to crop failures, 39% reduction in exposure to droughts, 38% less exposure to river floods, and a huge 45% decrease in additional exposure to heat waves.
In the lead-up to the Global Climate Talks in Glasgow in November, Erin Ryan and her colleagues are calling on governments around the world to look at their predictions and step up their action. And people like 15-year-old Australian climate activist Ella and Corinne in Solomon Islands are adding their voices to that call.
I hope the government leaders and the developed countries consider our needs in terms of our rights in schools and safety from climate crisis that continue to affect us.
I really want to see world leaders take action on this because this is putting everyone at risk.